We're still staying alive right here in Greenwood, South Carolina. Whew, 83 degrees out there right now, and they say it feels like 83. I was just out there with Gracie in the back. We got a couple of lawn chairs, and oh, it's glorious. No. And we just feel glorious here this afternoon because it is so beautiful. However, they are just doing away with more and more places for you to go, so there's only one thing you can do. Stay at home. Stay at home. Unless, of course, you're driving in your personal protection vehicle. There seems to be a lot of traffic out there on the roads driving in their personal protection vehicle. Today, my very special guest is the one and only Vintager himself with some interesting insights to what is happening with this coronavirus. You know, we can always count on the political pundit to give us some good advice. How you doing this evening, political pundit Jeff?
One thing you can count on, it'll be political, not necessarily factual or useful or anything else, but it's ought to be political. I mean, how many times can you say, keep a safe distance, wash your hands, and don't go out? You know, but they found ways ways of saying it. Somebody had done a study of just one news service, and they said they'd said it 13,000 times in the last month.
Wow.
13,000 times. Don't go out, don't wash your hands, wear a mask, do this, do that.
Right.
But basically the same things over and over again. The same thing over and over again is the number of people that have got it and number of people that died. But that's, you know, that's a major story. Yeah, it is. But it's not the story. The story is what's happening to the little diner in South Main that's trying to cope with carry out meals, or even a big one won't necessarily carry the load. It helps.
Right.
But it would take a lot of carry out.
Right.
The good side of that, the flip side is people are cooking. And I
don't know if that's good or not, Jeff, but yes, people are cooking.
I have some recipes I'll put up here during the week, I hope.
Okay.
And to be able to emphasize the one thing that the grocery stores have and are not running out of is fresh produce. They actually are throwing away a large amount of fresh produce.
Wow. Well, they don't seem to have that much out at any one time, just for devil's advocate here. I haven't seen
I think they cut way back on their buying. Mm. I could be wrong. It could be that they've started picking up. But from what I understand is that they had an abundance of fresh produce when they were out of canned goods and everything else. But we don't have some quick and easy recipes. And for those that need that high blood pressure down, these will be good for them. It'll be good for the chubby kid that needs to lose a little weight. It'll be good for everybody in the family because it's quick, it's easy things to do.
Okay.
But today was a great day for peanut butter.
Peanut butter. Who's got the peanut butter? Did you bring it here to WCRS?
And people come in singing that little ditty.
I know, isn't it great? Peanut butter.
What's even better is a lot of these people we haven't seen for years.
Well, they're all listeners right here on WCRS.
And they say that, and they appreciate what you do.
Thank you.
And it's been interesting from the standpoint that most people have a little story to tell, catch up time. And it's been great. It's great for us, great for the Salvation Army, and it's great for the people that are contributing.
That's right. It is. I feel so blessed that so many of you have contributed and even contributed more, have been back by and given us more. It is such a blessing. And I tell you what, we're going for £1,000 worth of peanut butter. I haven't weighed it yet, but what do you think we got out there? Maybe close to 500?
Probably right around 500.
I'm telling you, it is so awesome.
We have a wall of peanut butter.
Wall of peanut butter.
I mean, there's people that have a wall of fine wines, liquors, whatever, but we have peanut butter.
That's right. So that's one of the good things for the Salvation Army. The other good thing to know is they are in desperate need of funds because they had to use basically all their money just to make payroll last Friday.
I can be commiserate with that problem. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping somebody that's listening has the wherewithal to write a check that it doesn't hurt their economy any. It'd be nice if they could just take some pressure off of the people that are down there giving their best every day.
That's right.
Working under hard circumstances nowadays.
That's right. And one of them went ahead and retired to help with the payroll. I mean, people made decisions for the good of the Salvation Army, and I think that's pretty awesome.
I think so, too. And, you know, when it comes right down to it, we've all drifted back to one thing that has been kind of left out of the conversations over the last 30 years, probably. Have you noticed how many people have no problem saying that they pray for this or pray for that person?
That's right.
And I even find myself giving up a little prayer for different people.
Well,
and I thought to myself, whoa, what's changed?
What's changed? Our country needs it. Our country needs it. Our country needs to come back together. Is this a sign from something? I don't know. But,
well, I don't know how you could come back together without a feeling towards God. And, you know, I think Vince Lombardi years ago came up with it. He's a great football coach and everything, but he said it was God first, then country, then family, and finally Packer football.
Well, Patton football was down
first
on the list. Yeah.
Even Patton during World War II, and he was a pretty profane guy when he got agitated or anything, but he still read his Bible every day and could quote.
That's pretty amazing.
Yep.
That is. And that shows that somebody in the horrific situation of dealing with life and death and sending men into certain death was still able to depend on God.
Yeah. He saw the belief in God being exercised with his sword, which was the third armor.
Hmm. That's pretty amazing.
Yes.
Well, you know, I think one of the things that we should address, and by the way, Jeff is my special guest today. We will have more guests the rest of the week, but today Jeff wanted to come on, and I said Monday is a good day for Jeff to be on. But I think one of the things we need to address is how you can see that this is wearing on President Trump.
Actually, he looks like he's aged 10 years in the last 2 months.
I mean,
the lines in his face, especially around his forehead and things, either A, they're not doing more makeup for him before it comes on, or he is really, really stressed.
Well, can you imagine being in that situation?
No.
I can't either. So we really need to appreciate the fact of what they are trying to do and to take our economy and stop it. You know,
It has to hurt his heart way down deep, and he knows that we'll pay a price for that.
Yep.
And, you know, he is thrown aside any political consideration on this thing.
Yeah.
People can't say anything negative. They will, but they can't, because he's sacrificing a whole lot for the good of the country. But One thing for sure, we found that, you know, how precipitous China is on just out and out destroying, they destroyed the rest of the world to be able to take some position of my hands are clean when they are dipped in blood.
Well, China is China. You know, and what did they put him on the what board did China get onto today or yesterday?
I don't remember.
A board about sanctity of life or something.
Hello.
Yeah,
when they had forced abortions for 60 years, yeah. Not likely.
Yeah,
so. Not likely. And when they withheld the thing they used to sanctify was the older people. No, not the communists. They broke that bond.
Well, one thing is for sure. They are. We have to. I guess we have to give it kid gloves here to deal with them right now, because we need our drugs, we need our medical equipment, and we have ended up sending all of it is being done over there because the labor was cheap, and now we're paying a price. So in order to get through this, they're not being treated the way they should be treated. I can say that.
Well, I can tell you that large drug manufacturers here in the United States, almost all of them have called meetings of their board of directors in the last few weeks. So any time a major corporation calls a meeting of the board of directors, it's not just to tell them how good or bad they did. They call the board of directors together to tell them what kind of plan they're going to. They may not have told the public yet, but I'm pretty sure that with Trump using his wartime powers and them using just common sense, having seen what has happened, we're going to see a lot of that come back to the United States, and we should have never seen it leave.
You're absolutely right.
The idea of medicines is as strategic as making bombs or making computers. And it shouldn't have happened. I mean, it was on Republicans' watches, on Democrat watches. Nobody looked at it. It was under the radar. Well, even though when Trump was running for election, that was one of the things he harped on. Bring it back. And he was right. Hmm. Yeah.
Well, he certainly has tried, but there is only so much that one person can do. You've got to get other people to go along, Jeff.
Oh, yeah. And one of the problems is one of the largest, if not, I was told a few weeks ago by a political person that the largest lobbying that's done here in the United States is by China and Chinese companies. Just Alibaba is like the third highest company that lobbies here.
Wow. Well, we've got to get through this. We've got to make it. We have had some more cases here in South Carolina, but we are at this point not anywhere shape at home. And looks like Governor McMaster is issuing a mandatory stay-at-home order to fight the coronavirus outbreak in South Carolina. I'm sure that is for people that need to work and need to be there in essential businesses. That is one thing. But Governor McMaster has finally issued a statewide mandate for residents to stay home to limit the spread. He has been speaking now from the state's Emergency Operations Center. And the executive order, which the governor calls a home or work order, is mandate that states all South Carolinians must remain at home or work unless visiting family. exercising, or obtaining essential goods or services. It goes into effect Tuesday, that is tomorrow, at 5 p.m. Those who disobey the order can face a misdemeanor criminal charge with up to 30 days in jail and or a $100 fine for each day of violation.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, he's been highly criticized by a lot of people, Governor McMaster has, for not issuing this stay at home. But part of the problem with South Carolina is how spread out we are.
That's the blessing.
Well, yes, it is a blessing. But I mean, as far as being like New York City, where you can do a shelter in place type thing.
Or even Georgia.
Yeah. It says it's time, according to the data, according to the science, McMaster said. The governor said too many people are out at stores or on the water and not following recommendations to stay home. We hope this order today will reduce the rising rate of infection and also reduce the rate of noncompliance of staying home. While no additional stores will close as part of this order, the governor is limiting the number of people allowed in stores across the state. All stores must limit customers to 5 customers per 1,000 square feet or 20% of the business's capacity, whichever is less. That's going to be interesting for Lowe's.
My God, I can see lines out to the highway.
This executive order comes amid a large outcry for the governor to get more strict in his response to the coronavirus outbreak. McMaster has closed non-essential businesses in different stages and used other orders to close schools and dine-in services at restaurants and bars. So this is the final nail here, folks. The governor thinks that we need to hunker down and be ready. Politicians on both sides of the aisle have called on the governor to issue a statewide stay-at-home order for weeks now. Indeed, South Carolina was one of just 9 states without such an order until McMaster announced his home or work order Monday. Keep in mind, Monday at 5, a number of non-essential businesses closed under an executive order the governor made Friday. This is in addition to the first wave. So, there you go. I just thought I would share that. This is in South Carolina, as of Monday, April 6, health officials said 2,232 people in South Carolina have contracted the virus. That's an increase of 183 cases in one day. So far, 48 people have died across the state. And new testing information from DHEC shows there have been 21,384 people tested in South Carolina between its public lab and several private labs.
Wow.
So.
But folks, delivering peanut butter could be essential.
It is essential.
Yes.
And if it's on your way from one place to another. But I guess really what he's talking about, you're not supposed to be out just...
Well, how many parties did we pass Saturday night?
Yeah, we did.
I mean, when you see a dozen of cars in a yard that you drive by every day and see one.
I almost stopped and said, are you social distancing? How many people are in there? But I didn't.
Yeah. The only good thing about it is all young people.
Yeah. Well, young people, and how about that case? I don't know if everybody has heard about this. How about that case where a tiger at the Bronx Zoo caught it from their caretaker?
Wow, that's bizarre.
Yes. And also, a couple of cases have appeared in Hong Kong, or I think it was a dog and 2 cats who were living with people who got the coronavirus, and then the dog and the cats. So, this is unbelievable.
We've always been told dogs couldn't catch it. I guess they can.
Well, Gracie's going to be wearing a mask everywhere she goes. That's all there is to it.
Yeah.
I mean, Jeff, if you don't want to wear one, okay, you're an adult. But Gracie, she's wearing the mask.
We know a guy that's... petted a dog that he was delivering some packages to the house, just petted a dog, and a woman yelled out the door, social distance, social distance.
Yeah, keep away from my dog. Keep a social distance.
Yep.
He was a UPS or a FedEx driver, so he was just trying to make sure the dog would let him pass to come put the package. By the way, our mail carrier gal, Diane, said she'd appreciate it if everybody would think about wiping down your mailboxes, particularly where you open and close, either with wipes or with soap and water. Just thought I'd put that out there. You know, everybody is trying to make sure. What do you think, Jeff, though? You know, I'm always very interested. I know we're going to get through this, and I know it's going to be tough and all this stuff. But I am always trying to figure out futuristically what this will do to people as far as, okay, the virus is gone. You can go back to being close. Are people going to go back to being close? Are they going to say, ew, stay away from me?
I think it'll be a year or two before they start having birthday parties again and children's parties that skate away.
Well, how about just giving somebody a hug? What are you going to say? Are you healthy before I hug you?
Well, yeah, we've had people ask that.
Yeah, well, but I mean, you know, just I know a story of somebody who saw somebody and they were just sitting outside a veterinary's office because they had to put their dog down and they were just boo-hooing. And the guy walked over to her and he goes, you look like you could use a hug. And she said, stay away. You know, there was a time where you would have looked at somebody and said, yes, I could.
Yeah, wasn't like they were strangers. They weren't.
Right. I just wonder what the future is. And, of course, then when we go back to eating in restaurants, if that day ever comes, I miss that. I'm going to just be perfectly frank. I miss eating in a restaurant.
Having somebody that puts it on that table for you
that
you don't prepare.
Yes. I do miss that. And when I'm, you know, coming... getting ready for dinner, I think, I'd like to go too, and then I go, oh yeah, we can't go there. We can order it, and we can bring it back here, but sometimes you just want to get out of your work, your house,
whatever.
We didn't
even celebrate your birthday this year.
Nope, and we're going to celebrate a big way, because I'm going to have lots of peanut butter. And I still have, because John Cooper over there at Frank's Car Wash has been so generous, giving us extra car washes. So if you bring me at least a pound and a half of peanut butter, you can drop it off right outside. You can call in here and say, Ann, I got my peanut butter, and we'll just hand you out a free Frank's Car Wash, an $18 value. People have been amazed that it's the really nice car wash, Jeff.
Actually, it's more than 18, but yeah,
it's at
great.
Least 18. Yeah, so it's a really good deal. And like I said, we're going to try to get 5,000 pounds. I mean, 5,000. Wait, 1,000 pounds of peanut butter in here.
Yeah. I mean, everybody has been very enthusiastic about all parts of this program with the peanut butter.
It is. Now, I got something else I'm going to tell you, Jeff.
All right.
coming this Sunday, I wanted to do something special for all the people that are shut-ins and just aren't going to get out. We're not going to be out for Easter. We're going to be sitting at home, and, you know, some people are liking the idea of watching church in their PJs, but there was always something about Easter and seeing everybody
dressed up.
Right, and then going out to eat or going to someone's house for
right.
a big spread.
Make it special.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's not going to happen this year. So I thought for those that have a church where maybe they're not able to broadcast or any of this stuff, we're going to start a special church Sunday. All our churches that are on WCRS are going to do a 15-minute hope and renewal type message with some music. This is in addition to what they do during their regular show. It's going to be for Easter, and it's going to start at 10:30 and go until 12 or 12:30. Just depends on how many are involved in this. And I just thought it would be a great way to remember our churches and remember what we would like to do, even though we can't do it.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what when I was growing up, there was three times in a year when we had sawmills, And our sawmills were, they had a lot of hand help because it was all labor back in those times. It's still all labor. But it had fancier machines now, but it's still hard, backbreaking work. And we had meals for everybody three times a year. And it was Christmas, Easter, and July the 4th.
Yep.
Labor Day, we had hot dogs for everybody.
Yep.
But for Easter, we had the biggest hams. And we always had a couple of them baked and one of them spit cooked.
Oh, Lord.
Outside over the coals.
Oh, Lord.
And we had...
You are listening to WCRS right here in Greenwood. Go ahead. Now let's just cry ourselves a river thinking about all this good food.
We had about 160 people working for us in the summer. Probably 70% of them were black. All of them were good souls. My father would not hire anybody that was not a good soul, a provider for his family.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, the gals would cook, my mother, my aunt, my grandmother, a lot of the black gals. We had always, if we'd had a battalion of soldiers show up, we could have fed them. It was just so great because watermelons were on.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Of course, let's see, in your house, because you had three families living in your house.
Right.
You had three stoves in the kitchen. Isn't that right?
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. And it was kind of strange, but if you lived there and you knew the people participating, you would have understood it.
Yep.
Because every woman had her stove, and God forbid you ever touch her stove.
Yeah. You know, I think one of the things that is happening is people are reconnecting with their immediate family, for sure.
I think so.
And parents are spending time with kids, and kids are spending time with parents, and maybe learning that their lives don't have to be so separate. They can be together.
Well, I had a girl today tell me there will never be another time when she doubts the teacher.
Yeah. I think when we get through this, if they want to raise their teacher's pay, everybody will go, hallelujah. Yeah. Yes, let's do it.
She's been totally surprised to find out that her son dumb as a post.
And discipline.
She'll never question the teacher from this point on.
Yeah. Well, we just wanted to talk a little bit about some of the issues there. I certainly hope you will tune in Sunday morning. If you do not have a church that you're going to be watching or listening to or whatever, please tune us in Sunday starting at... Well, we start church on Sunday here on WCRS at 8 o'clock, but tune us in for 10:30 to 12, where you're going to hear some great music. You're also going to hear some good preaching and hopefully feel uplifted by what you hear, because right now we all need to be uplifted. And by the way, on Saturday, it's going to be Super Gospel Day, Jeff. On Trash to Treasures, classic country and blues gospel music. What do you think?
Well, everything originated out of the gospel.
Yep.
And all we're doing is going back to the roots.
That's right. Well, they said, blues is the roots, the rest is the fruits. Willie Dixon.
Yep.
Yeah, that's true. I think somebody just sent me a blues CD. I can't wait to open it up when we get off the air and see who sent me something new. I hope you've enjoyed this. Jeff, it is always a pleasure to have you on the air with us.
Well, thank you, Ann.
And got any last words you'd like to say?
More peanut butter.
Peanut butter. We need 1,000 pounds of peanut butter for the Salvation Army. It's not for me. It's for the Salvation Army. I like to say we got liquid gold. You can just
somebody drop said it. Instead of a car wash, could they have TP paper? We don't have extra of that.
We have no extra TP paper. In fact, it still is in short supply, isn't it? Yep. Okay. Well, anyways, tomorrow morning I'll be back. Tomorrow morning we will be replaying Jeff Smith, who was on the air with the Community Foundation, talking about some good things. Also, I did have a message from Rosalind Burke, the new VA director over there. She said, at the present time, they have had to close the office. However, they will be able to deal with telephone calls, and I regret to say I don't have the telephone number in front of me. I'll have it in the morning. But you can give them a call, they can take applications, and they can make specific appointments, particularly if your case is in appeal. They want to get you in there, so they can make appointments. But just walking in the door is not something they're going to be able to do now until, I think she said, around May. But Rosalind said she really enjoyed her time on the air, and she's been amazed, Jeff, how they were having 8 or 9 requests a day for help with issues. They went in one day from 8 or 9 to 16.
Well, radio works to that segment of the population.
Absolutely. Well, it works a lot because you have peanut butter. Come on by and see me. Bring me some peanut butter for the Salvation Army. I'll give you a free Frank's Car Wash. God bless each and every one of you. Thank you so much for listening. And Jeff, again, thank you for being my special guest.